Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I've got a huge stack of stuff of things to possibly talk about this morning. I say things to possibly talk about this morning because no matter what I want to talk about, this is the show where you get to talk. We take your phone calls, and so I might have 10 different things planned for the next 4 hours to talk about on the show here. But first off, you know that I don't do that level of planning anyway because we never know what we're going to talk about. But second off, once we start taking the phone calls, you never know what direction we're going to go in. But even if I had my own stack of stuff to talk about this morning, I have a pretty good idea of what everybody is going to want to talk about based on the folks that I ran into over the weekend. First off, big thanks to David Noble. Always does an incredible job filling in on the show. So thanks to David Noble covering down for me. Last week, I had to do some of my annual military training, and so I'll tell you what, it's such a great peace of mind to know that there's such a solid guest host in here covering down. We have so many great guest hosts that fill in for us, always do a great job. But big thanks to David Noble for covering down. Last week, I listened into part of the show myself. I couldn't listen too much because I had to focus on the training that I was doing, and I knew that if I started listening to the show, I'd quickly get pulled in, and all of a sudden I'd be sending in messages on the Montana Talks app, and I'd be emailing David and Travis, and then I'd be calling in on the show, and you know, they'd say, oh well, we got Aaron on the phone lines on line three, and so I just had to, like, okay, I'm not going to tune in. I'm going to listen to the podcast so that I know that I won't get drawn in. I can listen in without feeling like I have to start jumping in on the conversation here. But so it's so great to have all 4 hours of Montana Talks now available on the podcast on our app, so that so I could go back and listen to it later. But if the folks that I ran into this weekend are any indication of what you want to talk about, what people want to talk about, I had a great time Saturday night. I was the MC for the Safari Club International convention, or the Safari Club International banquet, the Montana chapter banquet. The Southwest Montana chapter is having their banquet in Bozeman coming up in April, but this was the Montana chapter in Billings. Saw a bunch of great Bozeman friends there as well, and folks from Forsyth, folks from Ballantyne, across South Central Montana. And anyway, but it seemed like everybody that I was talking to, all of our listeners who I ran into at the SCI banquet on Saturday night, the big question they were asking is, well, what do you think? Is this liberal prosecutor actually going to arrest Donald Trump on Tuesday? Are they going to put Donald Trump in handcuffs? Boy, I'll tell you what, if these people really want to throw this country into turmoil, if they really want to undermine the American people's confidence in fairness before the law, that is exactly what they will do. And all indications appear to be that that's exactly what this liberal prosecutor in New York City wants to do. The same liberal prosecutor in New York City, by the way, who is downgrading actual felonies for actual crimes, now wants to elevate a non-crime into a felony so that they can go after Donald Trump. Look, if they thought Donald Trump was such a weakened president, if they thought that the American people truly did not support Donald Trump, then why are they so afraid of him? Why do they keep prosecuting him? Why do they keep going after him? Why do they keep doing these things to try to prevent him from being on the ballot in the first place? If the Democrats actually thought that the American people did not support Donald Trump and that Donald Trump could not win the 2024 presidential elections, they would not be prosecuting Trump. But they just can't help themselves, can they? Because they so severely suffer from Trump derangement syndrome that they will keep going after him. But oddly enough, I think in this instance, I think they're actually going to, I agree with Elon Musk on this one. I think they will actually help. They will actually help President Trump. They will boost his approval rating even higher if this is what they do, because it just shows the audacity of these folks. Because we have seen in the last 3 years in particular, everything they have done to undermine America, everything they have done to undermine our economy. We saw the way they lied about COVID-19, and not just lied about COVID-19, but tried to silence and intimidate and suppress anybody who dared question their lockdowns and their mandates, anybody who dared question if it came from the lab. We saw what they did with the Russia collusion hoax, and the list could go on and on and on here. We see how they are undermining America with these Green New Deal energy policies that are threatening our electric grid, that are already driving up energy prices, electricity prices in particular. So we have seen everything they have done to undermine America, not just President Donald Trump, what they have done to undermine America and to undermine the American economy and to suck up to the communist Chinese leadership, who, oh, by the way, Xi has landed. I'm not using gender pronouns here. Communist Chinese leader Xi Jinping has landed for his meetings with Vladimir Putin, and these are the people that Joe Biden has gone soft against. And we know that the Biden family has gotten all this money from the communist Chinese, and yet the communist Chinese and Joe Biden benefited from COVID-19. They benefited from the undermining of the American economy. And here you go. Xi Jinping has just landed for his meetings with Vladimir Putin. Absolute weakness being exploited. Weakness from this administration in Washington, D.C. is being exploited on a number of fronts. And yet, Joe Biden and liberal Senator John Tester keep doubling down, don't they? All right, we got a lot of coverage to follow. We'll get to your phone calls and more right after this.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordlund. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 21st, is National Ag Day, and the Montana Stock Growers Association will launch its first of a series of rollover auctions at livestock markets across Montana to raise funds for its appeal of the Bureau of Land Management's decision regarding American Prairie Reserve's grazing allotments in Phillips County. Lewistown rancher and Montana Stock Growers board member Todd Olson.
We're going to start a series of rollover auctions. First one is going to be at Lewistown with Kyle Shobe and Lewistown Livestock Auction. He's graciously let us take a few minutes at noon on Tuesday, and we're going to roll over auction a replacement heifer.
Todd Olson and his family are actually donating that replacement heifer, sired by the great bull Justified. He weighed her at home and said she came in at 875 pounds and is ready to be a part of anyone's herd. Todd Olson said that the importance of these funds will be used to prevent a precedent from being set by the Bureau of Land Management's grazing decision in Phillips County.
It's going to be bigger than just north central Montana. This is going to end up being a western United States issue, and we want people to help us get this done right the first time so that precedent is in the rancher's favor. Anybody that's passionate about the protection of stewardship of Montana lands, heritage, and legacy, please consider supporting these auctions.
Again, the rollover auction to benefit the lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management will be held this Tuesday, March 21st at noon at Lewistown Livestock Auction. You can also bid online at lewistownlivestock.com. For more information on how you can make a donation to these legal efforts, visit us online at westernagnetwork.com.
Ranchers, it's time for the 31st annual Lisco and M. Diamond Angus Bull Sale. Friday, March 24th, 125 Angus Bull Sale at the M. Diamond Angus Ranch near Glen Rock, Wyoming. 60 are suitable for use on first calf heifers, and all bulls are pap tested for use on high altitude ranches. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also broadcast live via the internet on DV Auction. Make some money in the cow business with the Lisco and M. Diamond Angus Bull. For more information, visit mdiamondangus.com and liscoangus.com.
Taraxa F4C treatment is the only one in the game that gives you the ability to eliminate wireworms. And it also powers up your weeds with unmatched plant health benefits. So you get elite disease control, rapid effectiveness, stress reduction, and extended growth. Which means game over for wireworms and game on for plant health. Only with Taraxa F4C treatment from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Friday afternoon, the latest cattle on feed report was released by USDA, and it was as supportive as it was expected to be, with lighter on feed numbers and thin placements. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum breaks down the numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on March 1st was just over 11.6 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago. During February, approximately 1.7 million head were placed on feed, which was about 7% below a year ago. And during February, approximately 1.7 million head were marketed, which was about 5% below a year ago.
But just how will these markets react once activity gets underway on this Monday morning? That's really the big question. Regardless of what the futures actually do, the Cattle on Feed report was a good reminder to feedlots that supplies are thin and will only become thinner if demand remains strong. And the hope is that the cash cattle market will be strong here this week. That's a look at our top agricultural news right here on the Western Ag Network on this Monday. I'm Lane Nordblind.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I do want to, coming up here after our 6:40 break, I want to share some great audio. We've got a lot to share with you here this morning. To this question, this was the question I was getting a lot on Saturday night while we were getting to see so many of our friends and listeners at the Safari Club International Banquet for the Montana chapter on Saturday night. And a lot of listeners were asking, like, well, what do you think? Are they going to actually arrest former President Donald Trump over this nonsense? Are they actually going to put him in handcuffs? Elon Musk, let's see, what did Elon Musk say? Elon Musk basically said that if this happens, Trump will be re-elected in a landslide victory. That's what Elon Musk, the Twitter owner, SpaceX, Tesla founder, had to say over the weekend as this news came out. Anyway, we'll share more reactions. Greg Jarrett from Fox News had some great legal insight. Trey Gowdy summed it up very well, especially when it comes to this liberal prosecutor. But we'll get back to that here in just a second. But the story that we also need to talk about this morning here. And I know David Noble and then John Jackson on Tuesday covered this as well. David did a great job covering this last week. All of these scandalous news stories that have hit in the last 2 weeks on Liberal Senator John Tester. It's been a bad couple of weeks for Liberal Senator John Tester, given all of these news headlines that have come out. And have you noticed how the Montana media, by and large, has been absolutely silent on this? They have been covering for John Tester every step of the way. Boy, if there was some stupid cheap shot of a news story that they could throw at Matt Rosendale or a Republican in our congressional delegation, they'd do it, and they did it. There was some stupid photograph on the Capitol steps where he stopped and got a photograph with these guys, not knowing who they are. And Wake Up Montana does a stupid story on it. The Billings Gazette did a stupid story on it. But here you've got story after story after story of corruption on Liberal Senator John Tester, and they don't even cover it. Yeah, it's been a bad couple of weeks for Liberal Senator John Tester. First, we got the news that Tester was bashing millionaires at a Democrat dinner in Helena. Turns out Tester himself is a millionaire. Then word got out that he's been living very high on the hog in Washington, racking up over $1 million in restaurant bills at some of the fanciest places in Washington, D.C. And the bad news kept racking up. Last week, one of the big national news stories was the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank in Silicon Valley, California. Why do those tech billionaires need bailouts while Montanans are getting hammered by gas prices inflation? Well, guess where John Tester was last week? That's right, hosting fancy high-dollar fundraisers in Silicon Valley, California, with some of the same Silicon Valley Bank folks that were just bailed out by John Tester's buddies in Washington, D.C. I guess they know how the game is played. The elites keep the contributions flowing, and Biden will bail them out. Bail them out. One of the most important Senate races in the country in 2024. Of course, Joe Biden is bailing out the very people stuffing cash into John Tester's pockets.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. China's President Xi Jinping's arrived in Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia and China call it a no-limits friendship, and Vladimir Putin could do with a friend right now. His invasion of Ukraine draining cash and resources, and over his head a war crimes arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there should be calm, not violent protests if former President Trump is arrested, but says the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation is political.
There should be equal justice in America, and stop going after people because you have political differences.
Trump's under investigation for a hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. He says he expects to be arrested and wants supporters to protest. The grand jury is expected to be hearing from its last witness today. The former president declined an invitation to testify himself. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Yeah, you heard a little bit of the news. Yeah, Vice President Mike Pence, one of the main things he said yesterday was basically how absurd this prosecution is against Donald Trump as well, which is significant because Pence himself is looking to run against Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election. Anyway, we'll talk more about that here in just a second. Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, he shared this via Twitter. I think this was 4 or 5 days ago regarding this woke Silicon Valley Bank failure. Silicon Valley Bank gave over $73 million to the BLM movement and related causes. I think Charlie, his source for this was a Claremont Institute report out of Washington, D.C. Wow. The woke Silicon Valley Bank that was funding this Green New Deal nonsense and some high-tech companies as well gave over $73 million to the BLM movement and related causes. So here you have the woke Silicon Valley Bank, which is pushing this Green New Deal nonsense, putting money into John Tester's campaign coffers. And they're also the ones that are putting money into the anti-law enforcement coffers as well. Unbelievable. Anyway, here was the New York Post report that I know was covered last week, but we need to remind folks about this. This was the New York Post report on the Silicon Valley Bank fundraiser that John Tester had last week. Montana Senator John Tester will rub elbows Monday night at a ritzy fundraiser with a partner from Silicon Valley Bank's legal firm, 3 days after the California bank suffered the second largest financial collapse in U.S. history. The point here is that he didn't go in before the collapse and raise money from this corrupt bank in Silicon Valley. No, he went in after. He went in after and said, hey, you guys want to keep the bailouts coming, you better bail out my 2024 Senate campaign here. The Washington Free Beacon also reported on the fact that Tester was hobnobbing with the radical green energy activist who helped to kill the Keystone Pipeline. Now, John Tester claims to be for the pipeline, but ultimately voted against the Keystone Pipeline. Again, this guy is a phony, this guy is a fraud, this guy is corrupt, and he's rubbing your faces in it. In the meantime, Fox News also reported that Tester was slapped with an ethics complaint for using his official taxpayer-funded website to promote his campaign. So now he's using your taxpayer dollars to prop up his 2024 campaign. Long story short, it's been a very bad couple of weeks of news for Liberal Senator John Tester. And where has most of the Montana media been? That's right, silent. They'll take cheap shots at Republicans, but won't cover real news on Liberal Senator John Tester. It's no wonder the fake news is falling and failing so badly, so badly. You can add the hashtag journalism to that one, too, if you want, while we're at it. All right, we'll get to the Trump news and commentary right after this.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump into it here. So will they actually put Donald Trump in handcuffs? Will they actually arrest former President Donald Trump? Here's let me just do a quick little scene setter here from FoxNews.com. Trump's expected arrest, the politics and power plays behind these legally feeble charges. Doesn't seem to matter to the DA that the case against Trump is flimsy and as stale as month-old bread. Greg Jarrett is a Fox News legal analyst. He had great insight that he shared over the weekend. But yeah, over the weekend, former President Donald Trump shared on Truth Social that he will be arrested on a criminal indictment engineered by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg over alleged hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign. So anyway, I like the way that former prosecutor and former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy summed it all up on Fox Sunday night last night. Here's just a sample of what Trey Gowdy had to say.
On his first day in office, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg announced all the crimes he would not prosecute. The person elected as the top law enforcement official had a long list of laws he didn't respect enough to follow. He substituted his politics for the rule of law because that's what so-called progressive prosecutors do. And there was nary a word of dissent on the left. Felonies would be downgraded, serious cases dismissed or pled down, prison terms would rarely be solved. Alvin Bragg was a social engineer masquerading as a prosecutor. To some on the left, showing a photo ID to vote is anti-democratic, but apparently not a prosecutor who ignores the law. And yet, we have finally stumbled upon the one crime worth the full weight of Alvin Bragg's office. Forget about guns and robbery and acts of violence. What really gets his attention is paying someone to be quiet about sex. To be clear, Alvin Bragg will not prosecute people who pay for sex. That's one of the crimes he promised to ignore. To him, you can pay someone for sex in New York and get away with it. But God forbid you pay someone to be quiet about it afterwards. The demise of our country will be in direct proportion to how politicized our justice system remains.
All right. And on that point, that's where Mark Levin says that's the left's actual goal here. It's not just about going after Donald Trump. Their goal is to destroy civil society. I had one of our listeners send this link to me from the Gateway Pundit featuring Mark Levin's commentary on Fox News last night as well. And that was his point, is that the Democrat Party's goal is to destroy civil society. This is their mission. He said, quote, when the people lose faith in the law, the country is done. The people are losing faith in the law because the Democrat Party and the Democrat prosecutors in Manhattan, the Soros prosecutor, want them to lose faith in the law. Their whole goal is to destroy the civil society and the morality that undergirds it. That is the mission of the Democrat Party. See, they have promised. Barack Obama promised to transform this country into something else. Joe Biden promised to transform this country into something else. How do you transform a country into something else? Well, you have to destroy it as it exists. You have to tear down traditional institutions. That's why they're pushing this radical transgender agenda. They want to take away the entire notion of male versus female. That's why they keep putting these criminals back out on the streets. It's why they keep undermining the rule of law here. They want to transform this country into something else. This is one of the ways that they are doing it. Ryan in Billings sent us a message on our Montana Talks app over the weekend. A couple of messages. First, at 11:16 on Saturday morning, Ryan says this: President Trump says it's been leaked that they are planning to arrest him on Tuesday, and calls for protests. Let's see what happens. And then he sent, a few minutes later, he sent this message: my level of concern is at 0 out of 10 as Trump announces he will be arrested for multiple reasons. This is a pretty fabricated crime that carries little weight. The optics are absolutely pristine for Donald Trump. It makes Trump look like a martyr and the people's hero as he takes slings and arrows year after year for us. When they raided Trump's home, Scavino hinted at the foreknowledge of that and what actually happened with that event. Trump's poll numbers skyrocketed. Nothing can stop what is coming. Ryan says this, "My comfort level does not depend on outward events, but on faith that God is doing something truly spectacular in our lifetime, and that is simply not going to change no matter what." So that was a reaction from Ryan in Billings over the weekend. I've also got reaction here from Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale and United States Senator Steve Daines from Montana as well. First, though, let's get into your phone calls here, 294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation or you got something you want to talk about, Tim in Billings first up this morning. Good to hear from you, Tim.
Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back.
I find it funny, on the last commercial break, there was two commercials for vaccine.gov or whatever. And they're telling you that if you haven't had your new vaccine since September of 2022, barely 6 months ago, go get another vaccine. I mean, when are people going to wake up? It's not working.
Of all the problems in the supply chains, they've got an oversupply of those things for some reason, huh?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we paid for those. We paid for the R&D on it. We paid for the manufacture of it. And the big pharma companies, they're raking in hundreds of millions, if not billions or trillions of dollars on the American taxpayer. And then we've got the government cheerleading them on, saying, take it again, keep getting that booster, keep getting that booster.
And nobody's doing it. Not even the people that were wearing masks for the last 3 years are even doing it anymore. Yeah.
Well, I mean, why would you keep doing it? If you got to get it every 6 months, kinda, even the dumbest person out there has got to realize, maybe this doesn't work.
I mean, I got to put reminders in my calendar to change out my air filter every 2-3 months. Because the time just goes by quick, right? And so imagine, I mean, you got to put calendar updates in. Oh, reminder, you got to get another shot. I mean, because, like, that's how often they're telling people to get these things now. And even the people who were the most dramatic about, oh, get the shot, it's for your neighbors, aren't even doing it. They're done with it now. By the way, the Unleash Prosperity Hotline, that's Stephen Moore's newsletter. I think that's where I saw that BBC headline about the Dutch farmers winning big in the elections over the weekend. They've got the numbers here. Did lockdowns kill people? Non-COVID deaths are up by roughly 250,000 people. COVID deaths are running about 100,000 per year higher than expected with no signs of slowing down. These are above-trend deaths from alcohol, drug overdoses, delayed hospital visits, and so on. So basically, as Donald Trump specifically said in the spring of 2020, we can't let the cure be worse than the disease. This is exactly what happened. The cure became worse than the disease.
Well, who would have guessed that isolating hundreds of millions of people in each country would have led to depression and alcohol abuse, child abuse, sexual abuse.
and delayed hospital visits. I mean, we had that
exactly
warning in
right.
the spring of 20. We were talking to doctors on the show. We were like, hey, yeah, they shut down the hospitals for how long in the spring of 2020? And then everybody piled up in the fall of 2020 and conditions got worse. Well, because of these mask mandates, I wonder how many people are not getting health care because they don't want to go deal with some of this BS. Now, I think the hospitals aren't strictly enforcing it anymore. So you might see the signs and you'll see a bunch of people with masks on. But I can just say from personal experience at both of the hospital systems that I wasn't wearing it. Nobody kicked me out. So I think they're starting to move beyond it. But still, I wonder how many people just don't want to have the potential confrontation that are just avoiding healthcare altogether. And you know, that could lead to more consequences, unfortunately. Yeah, it's just they just keep doubling down on stupidity, don't they, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can't help it. I mean, The left-wing radicals that are in charge of our government now, they can't help it. Like you're talking about President Trump being prosecuted for potentially giving hush money, and they won't prosecute prostitution or drug use or violent crime or any of that stuff. But I guarantee you, if you or I were to misgender somebody, man, oh, man, the hammer is coming down on us.
That's
or if
right.
we were to say that there's only two genders, you know, heaven forbid we agree with human biology over the last,
I don't know if David mentioned it on Friday, but, you know, Friday was St. Patrick's Day. I had to send it to Tommy O'Neill in Butte, too. The Alliance Defending Freedom had a great Facebook post. They said, today it's lads and lasses. And, yes, there is a difference between the two. And, no, leprechauns are not real. But lads and lasses, oh, yeah, there's a difference there. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're ruining the economy. The debt-to-GDP ratio is usually in the 40 percentile range. It's now at 100% and going to 110, and then soon after that, 130%. That's the kind of number you get from a third world economy. That's what he's proposing. And then you look inside the budget. How many times do you think that he mentions equity? 63 times. How many times do you think they talk about climate in Joe's budget? 148 times. Environmental justice, 25 times. How many times does he really mention the issues that matter to you, the American people? Inflation? He only mentioned that 10 times.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
E50. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go.
Example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldAndSilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that line from Tim and Billings. Ah, they'd probably throw us in jail for misgendering someone. That was a great line there from Tim and Billings. Speaking of, you know, this definition of sex versus this definition of gender, this is how the Democrats want to undermine girls' sports and want to allow men into women's bathrooms. They want to make sure that there is no clear definition, difference between men and women. Anyway, big news out of the Montana legislature on Friday afternoon. Jeff Lasloff, he has that information in his latest legislative update for the Montana Family Foundation.
As we begin the 12th week of the 2023 legislative session, I'd like to start by thanking everyone who took the time to call their senators over the past 3 weeks to encourage them to vote yes on Senate Bill 458, the bill to define the terms male and female in Montana law. The bill took a circuitous route, but we're happy to report that on Friday at 2:30 p.m., it finally passed the Senate and it's on its way to the House. It began back on February 27th with a contentious hearing in the Senate Public Health Committee. After passing that committee, as predicted, on a party line 6-3 vote, with all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no, it proceeded to the Senate floor, where Democrats tried to kill the bill by requesting a fiscal note in an effort to delay the bill past the transmittal deadline. Republicans bowed to their wishes, but relabeled the bill as a spending bill so that the bill could miss the deadline and still survive. The bill then went to the Senate Finance Committee, where the vote was a bit closer, as Republican Senators Jeff Wellborn of Dillon and Dan Solomon of Ronan joined the Democrats in voting no. Despite their lack of support, the bill still passed the committee 11-8. At that point, the bill was once again sent to the Senate floor, and that's when we asked you to call. The fact that you did was evidenced by the large stacks of phone messages on the desks of key senators. At the same time, our government affairs team was working behind the scenes to secure the necessary votes, and this is when it got interesting. LGBT organizations flooded the Capitol with lobbyists who were trying to buy votes with the promise of Democrat support on controversial Republican bills. One senator told us they offered him all the Senate Democrat votes necessary to pass a bill he's been working on since the 2021 legislative session. Our team uses a different approach, a more principled approach. We talk to senators about why the bill is necessary, then address their concerns if they have any, and we amend the bill if their concerns are legitimate. The bill passed second reading 28-22, and that's when the other side turned up the heat. They had 48 hours before the final vote to flip three senators to kill the bill on third reading. We kept up the pressure in a principled way from our side, but the left began to melt down, a sure sign that our votes were holding tight. An hour before the vote, our count showed us winning by 26-24 at the very least, but more likely 27-23, and in the best case scenario, we would be holding all second reading votes. In that case, we would win 28-22. When the final vote was taken, it was the best case scenario. We won 28-22. It was truly a team effort with your prayers and phone calls and our team working in the halls of the Capitol. Now, it's on to the House where the battle begins all over again. With just a month to go in the session, things are happening quickly, and we'll let you know when it's time to call again.
All right. Great update there from Jeff Laslofi with the Montana Family Foundation on the news of the passage on Friday afternoon in the Montana legislature. You know, earlier, you know, we had that discussion about health care and how overall deaths are up big time. Non-COVID deaths are up big time. What's the big takeaway that we've learned in the last 3 years? If we didn't know it before then, it's that obesity is a key factor in so many of these health circumstances. So when we talk about losing weight, we're not just talking about, you know, those of you who maybe went on spring break last week and, you know, wanted to trim down before the spring break trip and, you know, look good in the swimsuit. It's not just about looks. It's about being healthy. It's about losing the weight so you can be around for your kids and your grandkids. Let me tell you the program that works. If you're looking to finally shed the weight off and then keep that weight off for the rest of your life, Billings Last Diet is the program that works. I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months, and I've kept it off 4 years later now. It's hard to believe I've been doing the program that long. BillingsLastDiet.com. Check